just about time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog Markets today are called mostly steady to firm on slightly better buying interest and expectations for stronger demand next week. Terminals are called mostly steady in a light volume test with top prices from $29 to $37.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,576. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40.50 to $53. The weighted average, $49.96, a gain of $1.44 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $28.29 to $42. The weighted average, $39.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,156. The base price range was $40.50 to $57. The weighted average, $53.81, a gain of 59 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.50 to $43, and the weighted average was $39.65. Well, today is the first full day of our April pledge period. We have a $200,000 goal, and 250 new friends is what we're looking for in this pledge period. In good times and bad, in good crop years and bad crop years, AM 580 Agriculture has been there for you since, get this, 1922, providing the information you need to make smart marketing decisions. Think of your contribution to WILL as an investment. Just a few minutes of your time and a few of your hard-earned dollars will bring you hours and hours of agricultural news and information in the year ahead. Call 217-244-9455 right now or go to WILLpledge.org. Corporate Director Les Schulte is in the studio with us. Les, AM 580 Agriculture has a mission. What is it and how do we go about accomplishing it?
Well, Dave, AM 580's mission is to increase your profitability by delivering timely market analysis and weather information. And at least 21 analysts each week are heard here so that you can make informed decisions. No radio station in the nation has as many market analysts as AM 580 Agriculture. 2,600 subscribers to the AM 580 Agricultural e-newsletter. We think that that's an impressive number. And it's just filled with information. And if you appreciate these kinds of services, right now we're asking you to make that call at 244-9455. We have several of our ag friends, ag businesses, who have joined together to make a $1,000 challenge during this drive. Roach Ag Marketing, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrid Seeds, Bates Commodities, they're all joining together to make a $1,000 challenge. If we can hear from 40 listeners who will call during the ag programming and make that call. Let the volunteer know you're calling for ag so that they can put you on the ag challenge list. An additional $1,000 will be added to our total. Also, our friends at AgriGold will add $5 to every new friend for ag who calls in during this drive. An additional $5 onto your challenge or onto your pledge at 244-9455.
And I don't want to muddy the mix too much there, Les, but also, if we hear from six agricultural listeners in the next few minutes, we'll also make another challenge worth $1,250.
Absolutely. We've had the challenge going on this morning from Busey Bank for $1,000, and GCOM has added $250 to that, $1,250. Let's finish off that challenge with some ag folks right now. 244-9455 or go to willpledge.org.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And speaking of muddying the mix, we still have conditions that are just not very favorable for the early season field work. And it does look like we will continue for at least the next week, maybe starting to see the precipitation trend pushing to the north towards the end of next week. But a few more days of restricted precipitation and net drying will allow rivers and streams across the Midwest, especially the lower portion of the eastern Midwest, to recede before the next round of storms moves into the area next week. Some of the heaviest rain for Thursday through Saturday, April 12th, will be seen north of the Ohio River. Flooding may start to expand into areas that have not seen extensive flooding recently, and the flooding could threaten the winter wheat areas that have not been damaged by flooding in March or through the first few days of April. Beyond April 13th, no widespread soaking rains are being indicated by the computer models, but light showers and relatively cool temperatures will continue to limit the drying of soil. All but the most efficiently drained fields will need at least a week or two with little rainfall and warmer temperatures before significant field work can begin. Now, in the Delta and Southeast, heavy rain and flooding will continue today across the northern section of the Delta. Widespread rain will occur from the southern Delta into the southeastern states today through Saturday. The Delta will have only a few days of drying before another round of extensive rain expands the area of flooding from Tuesday and through the end of next week. Around Friday, it looks like things will start to taper off. Flooding will also worsen along the length of lower Mississippi. A few crop areas in that valley will remain flooded for a while. Southeastern states, Delta, Southern Delta, outside of the lower Mississippi River Valley will see delays to field work during the coming week, but the rainfall should not be heavy enough to induce flooding in any areas, and the delays should not become a problem there. Now, other portions of the U.S. on the plains, dry weather prevails, except for lingering thunderstorms in the southeastern areas. Across winter wheat-producing areas of central and the southern plains, a sharp gradient exists between the extremely dry conditions in eastern Colorado and western portions of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, to the very wet conditions across eastern Kansas and in through central and eastern Oklahoma. Western states, cool weather in the southern Rockies and the northwest contrasts with above-normal temperatures in much of California and the Great Basin. Field work is proceeding with few delays except in the northwest. Persistently cool weather in the northwest also slowing the crop development there. And outside of the U.S., down across South America, the forecast for Brazil has two primary rain events. The first we're looking at through the weekend in Sao Paulo, Minas Gerais, and Goiás, where 1 to 3 inch rain totals possible in at least a few areas. The second area of heavier rain will occur from Rio Grande do Sul into Paraná and southern Sao Paulo on April 12th through the 16th. Field work may be stalled in most areas with the greater rain. However, crop maturation and progress, harvest progress will continue in the western and far southern Brazil, while and it will advance quite favorably over the coming week to 10 days. Then Argentina, not much precipitation will occur over the next 4 weeks. Excellent summer crop maturation. Harvest progress will occur during this time period. Totally dry weather will not occur, but any showers will be brief and light, disfavoring any significant impact on crops or field work. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Have you ever heard of the expression, less many hands make light work? Well, that's the way it is here. We have a great report just in from Mike Sola on the weather, and we do hope that you do value our daily agricultural weather broadcast, and that's valuable to you. And if it is, now's a great time to take a moment and call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express cards. Todd and I like the $100 level, but give at any level that you find comfortable with. Or you can pledge online at our secure website at willpledge.org. Les, a number of challenges from businesses that are out there right now that value AM 580 agriculture.
That's right, Dave, because they realize this really is a partnership, so they're encouraging you to make that call right now. Roach Ag Marketing, Risk Management Commodities, Bates Commodities, and AgriGold Hybrid Seeds are joining together to make a $1,000 challenge. If we can hear from at least 40 friends of Ag during this drive, so when you make that call at 244-9455, mention Ag, and also AgriGold Seeds is adding $5 to each new friend of WILL for Ag this drive. So generous challenges going on right now, and to encourage you to make that call at 244-9455.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.97 and three quarters, up 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.40 and a quarter, up 3.25. Last trade up 3.5. July, 9.51 down 1.5. Last trade up three quarters. December, 9.75 down 2. Last trade up a quarter. May corn opened at 5.99 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade down 1.25. July, 6.12 and a half, down one. Last trade down 1.25. December, 6.09 and a quarter, down one. Last trade down three quarters. May beans opened at 12.60 and a half, up 3.5. Last trade up 13.25. July, 12.76 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 11. November, 11.97, up 1.75. Last trade up 11.75. May soybean meal opened at 3.35, up 1.80. Last trade up $4. May soybean oil opened at 55.33, down 4. Last trade was up 3. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
We did have an outside report that certainly Wall Street was concerned about this morning that was released, that, of course, the Labor Department's employment report. Will that play into the markets today?
Well, I think it'll play into the markets only at whatever impact it has on the Dow Jones. You know, and I think that a great deal of the impact has already been built into the market, so I don't think it's going to play a whole lot into the commodity markets.
Turn your attention then to the commodity markets and start with the corn, please. What is your analysis of how the corn has rallied this past week?
Well, I think, you know, of course, there are two things that are driving corn. One was the acreage report that came out on Monday being less than the average guess. And the other thing is that we have such extremely tight old crop stocks. You know, when you look at usage of $3.4 billion last quarter, and we have two quarters to go before we get to new crop, and we only have $6.85 billion left, and that includes all the corn that sits in farmers' bins. So I think that, you know, the trade is saying they're breathing a sigh of relief that it looks as if a lot of swing acres are going to go back that direction. But until we know for sure, I expect to see corn continue to move forward.
What do you think the number of swing acres that might move could eventually be?
Well, I think that we could see, we could probably go over to about 88, you know, so up about 2 million, I think, at least 2 million. And even though that sounds like a big number, when you look at the big picture of things, we can move 2 million acres over to corn and still not have any real significant impact price wise.
Turn your attention then to soybeans. What are you seeing there?
Well, when I look at soybeans, you know, as negative as everybody else is on beans, I'm certainly not. I think that we've seen the highest acreage number on beans that we're going to see for the year. And even at that, when we looked at 74.8 million intentions or planting intentions, we still only looked at going to 160 million carryout for this year with a potential of 225 million for next year. Neither of those numbers are anything but bullish for beans. So I expect that we're going to see beans move back higher, and I think a lot of people have been shocked that beans have done what they did.
Do you think we might see a retracement maybe all the way back up to the to 23% from the highs to that break that we had down to 10.45 and a quarter?
Oh, I think most definitely, and I think that, you know, that if we have, because we have no weather in this market, you know, and because of weather, the weather at the moment is probably tempering beans a little bit. We all know if we're slow on getting started on corn, it usually implies more bean acres. But the reality is, you can never underestimate how fast we can plant corn at any given time. And so I think that retracement is very real and possibly even back up to that $14 level again.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and get your calls today.
All righty. For corn, you know, just right with the overnights down one to one and a quarter on the open, I think we're going to see some profit taking today. Beans up 10 to 11 and also probably will experience some profit taking in that particular area. Wheat's going to be two-sided. Excuse me. Anywhere from down just slightly to up maybe a little. I think we'll probably see some real profit taking when it comes to the May contract in Minneapolis. Livestock mixed, and the same thing on hogs. Hogs, I think, are going to be mixed to slightly stronger.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. You know, you can help WILL raise at least $200,000 during our spring pledge period. I was doing some math. That's roughly equal to the value of 3 months, Les Schulte, a quarter of a year of programs on WILL Radio. Call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of support. Give online at WILLpledge.org. And what happens when we give our agricultural listeners the information they need?
Well, Dave, you know, we know that farmers are then ready to make important decisions that put money, more money, in their pockets. And that's what AM 580 cares about. We really care about your business's bottom line. That's why we bring you things like our all-day agricultural outlook meeting in March that brought some of the nation's top analysts to you. We have market outlook panels, 1,500 gathered at meetings this past fall and winter to get a leg up on marketing strategies. We have our new website where information is available to you all the time. Value-added services like our AM 580 Ag E newsletter, our weekly look at market fundamentals, technicals, and marketing advice. We think that's all important to you, and if you do too, that's why we ask you to make an investment in this station right now with a pledge of support. Maybe a $50 a year pledge, a $100 a year pledge, or maybe a $200 a year pledge. You decide. 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 9:06 Central Time.